From the newsroom of Impact Alpha, I'm Brian Walsh, and this is your Impact Briefing for Friday, September 29th. On today's show, we'll have highlights from this week's Agents of Impact call on the worker ownership edge, and we'll explore the range of opportunities for investing in the conversion of companies to employee ownership. But first, here's what you need to know from this week in Impact Investing. Demonstrate, deploy, and decarbonize. That was the mantra of the Department of Energy's conference this week that brought together 600 climate and clean tech entrepreneurs and investors. Right on cue, the department's Loan Programs Office announced a $3 billion loan guarantee for Sunnova Energy. This is the federal government's largest ever single commitment to solar power. The Houston-based Sunnova creates virtual power plants, or VPPs, which stabilize the electric grid by managing demand from distributed energy assets. The Loan Programs Office has $400 billion in lending power, primarily in the form of loan guarantees, to build what it calls a bridge to bankability for scalable climate technologies. Community foundations are dipping their toes into impact investing. The 900 community foundations across the U.S. have mostly functioned as local grant makers. Now, the Battle Creek Community Foundation is making loans to small businesses to revitalize the city's downtown. In upstate New York, the Adirondack Foundation has deployed $1.4 million into housing, transportation, and a small business opportunity fund that makes microloans to local entrepreneurs. A $320 million bond from the San Diego Unified School District is aimed at accommodations for homeless students, affordable housing for teachers, and early childhood education, along with solar energy, batteries, and electric school buses. The social and environmental focus of the bond earned it a rating of 79.7 on a scale of 100 from HIP Investor. Impact Alpha featured the bonds as part of our ongoing series with HIP, highlighting bond issues with social and environmental significance. You can read more about all of these stories and more on ImpactAlpha.com. It's the age-old struggle, labor versus capital, workers versus owners. But what happens when employees get a stake in the companies they work for? The evidence suggests motivation, retention, and productivity all improve. Now investors are getting on board, seeking the worker ownership edge in buyout funds that finance company conversions to employee ownerships. This week's Agents of Impact call featured investors who are betting that worker ownership is not only good for labor, it's good for capital too. Smitha Dawes, who heads the impact investing arm of the nonprofit social enterprise World Education Services, has built a portfolio around wealth creation for marginalized populations that includes several worker ownership funds.
It is a bit of a learning curve to get your head around the different types of transaction structures to become an employee-owned company. There's really three in the market: an employee stock ownership program, the ESOP model, the worker cooperative, and finally the employee ownership trust, or EOT. And so what we've really been trying to do at WES is plant many seeds and try to demonstrate these models with a particular lens around a racial equity lens, right? Trying to support BIPOC workers, immigrant workers to advance in the journey of intergenerational wealth building.
Zoe Schlaw co-founded Common Trust, which finances employee ownership, or purpose trusts. She came from a career in early stage venture investing.
And part of the question I kept asking myself is, particularly for those products that were addressing things like economic empowerment, social determinants of health, racial equity, I had this question in the back of my mind, which was like, okay, play this out to its logical conclusion of success. We scaled these products to impact people's lives. The company grows and exits. Given who sits on the cap table, net net, when these companies exit, are we going to make wealth inequality better or worse? That question was just kind of like eating away at me, such that it got to the point where I just felt like, in order to address questions like racial equity and wealth inequality, I felt like we really had to explore the role that ownership plays in theory of change. So I ended up leaving venture to go explore the role that ownership can play as an impact thesis.
Employee stock ownership plans, or ESOPs, have been around for more than 50 years. Todd Leverett of the private equity firm Apis and Heritage Capital Partners has put a racial equity lens on his employee ownership buyout fund, which aims to give workers 100% ownership of their companies.
And so at to date, I'll say we have two companies in our portfolio that that have diverse workforces. We have a landscaping company in El Paso, Texas, called Accent Landscaping. We have a plumbing company, commercial plumbing company in Denver, Colorado, called Apex Plumbing. And between those two companies, they represent over about 250 workers, 250 families, who prior to the A&H transaction were employees in their companies, and they're still employees in their companies. However, they also now are owners in their companies, and their future and their wealth and their life outcomes are directly tied to the success of the companies.
Employee ownership conversions aren't just for family-owned companies, said Schlag. Ian Moeller of Mosaic Capital Partners in Charlotte, North Carolina, agreed. Moeller says half of the more than a dozen conversions Mosaic has financed were previously owned by financial institutions.
If it's not just founder owners that are available, and we can bring in sort of institutionally owned businesses that can then do a conversion to employee ownership, that just opens up sort of the opportunities even greater.
Big private equity firms led by KKR have discovered the worker ownership edge as well. Ownership Works is a nonprofit association of some of the biggest PE firms, including Apollo and Silver Lake, which aim to create $20 billion of wealth for workers over 10 years. Annalisa Miller of Ownership Works says there's a solid business case.
We've grounded the work in the need around the social impact. But as you know, folks in the employee ownership space know, employee ownership can be great for the business too. And so we wanted to highlight the potential business case, share research and case studies showing the impact it can have on employee engagement and attrition and productivity and the financial performance of the company and in turn the value of the company. So I think that people came in sort of equal parts, right? This is the right thing to do, and it's also good business. And we spend a lot of our time now, you know, obviously helping people size and structure their plans, but really focused on building a culture of ownership, which is what leads to those outcomes for the company and better payouts for everyone overall.
The so-called silver tsunami of aging business owners is creating a golden opportunity to scale up worker ownership as a win-win-win for owners, workers, and communities. Zoe Schlag gets the last word.
You know, it's 3 in 5 small businesses that are going to seek a sale over the next decade. And if you look at the current market of buyers, private equity, private buyers working with brokers, the deal volume they're doing is just going to absorb a small fraction of that market, something like 5%. So 95% of the small businesses who are going to seek a sale over the next decade, they're simply not a buyer. And employee ownership is basically an inbuilt buyer as an exit strategy. So it's one of the most scalable mechanisms to actually reach this market demand. And so I think, you know, the big thing to be done is market education, both of sellers and capital providers, because the opportunity is here and it is going to hit us and it is going to pass. So I think, you know, the time is really now to be investing in this space.
You can check out the full replay of the Agents of Impact call on our YouTube page or on impactalpha.com. And be sure to join us next week for our new Plugged In series. Host Sherelle Dorsey will speak with Olivia Watkins of the Black Farmer Fund, which is providing flexible capital to Black farmers and food business owners. Tune in to LinkedIn Live on Wednesday, October 4th. The link is in the show notes and in our brief. And that's going to do it for this week's Impact Briefing. Thanks, as always, to our extraordinary producer, Isaac Silk. Sign up for Impact Alpha Open, our free weekly newsletter, directly at impactalpha.com, or become a subscriber to get full access to our award-winning daily coverage in impact investing and sustainable finance. Just go to impactalpha.com/subscribe. I'm Brian Walsh. Be sure to check back for next week's briefing. Until then, take good care.